The frozen-fingered wind goes mad and howls, beating the lid of the overflowing green dumpster in a metal-against-metal tattoo. Ba-boom, boom, boom! Through the narrow slit between the concrete of the two high-rise buildings, Lake Michigan, not quite frozen at the shore, throws dirty ice chunks onto the narrow beach and retreats with a warning roar.
It is cold, man, I tell you. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you say. It is cold.
George Dupelier, his huge body shivering, his shiny black face contorted and taut, shifted from booted foot to booted foot. George wore a knit hat pulled down over his ears and an oversized olive drab military overcoat draped down to his ankles. He was hugging himself with unmatched wool gloves, one red and white, the other solid purple.
Boom, boom!
George grabbed the frigid rusting metal of the dumpster lid and pushed it down on the frozen plastic sacks of garbage inside it. The angry wind rattled the lid in his hand and it broke free.
Boom, 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 boom!
What are you doing? Raymond whispered irritably, adjusting his glasses.
Goddamn noise driving me nuts, George whispered back. I don't like none of this, none. I don't like this cold.